For Better, For Worse by Pam Weaver.
This book has been made accessible under the copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. July 1948. It was gone. Really gone. She'd spent the past hour hunting high and low for it, but it was no use. She couldn't find it anywhere. She'd tried all the usual places first, the drawer, the kitchen dresser, her coat pocket, but she quickly drew a blank. She'd even been outside and looked down the street in the hope that it hadn't fallen from her pocket, but she couldn't see it. Her stomach was in knots. After everything else, this couldn't be happening. Having tried the obvious places, for the past 10 minutes she'd been looking in the pram, the toy box, and the outside lav, places where she knew it couldn't possibly be, and yet she hoped against hope that she'd find it. "Have you seen Mummy's purse?" Jenny pushed her silky brown hair out of her eyes and looked up at her mother with a blank expression. She was a pretty child with long eyelashes. Born in the middle of the war, she was Sarah's first child. "My purse," Sarah said impatiently. "Have you taken it to play shops?"
"Oh, Mummy,"
her daughter tutted, one hand on her hip and her mother's scolding expression on her face.
"I'm not playing shops. This is Dolly's tea party."
Sarah frowned crossly. "Don't get lippy with me, young lady. I asked you a question."